This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to Marriage Therapy Radio. I'm Zach. I'm here with Laura. Before we get into the episode today, I want to draw your attention to two things. First, I want to say thank you to those of you who subscribe to the new sort of writing effort that I'm taking on. I'm writing stuff at Stuff I Write, and a handful of you have already subscribed. That's really fun and exciting, and I hope you like what you find there. It's not relationship stuff, which is cool, I think. It's cool for me anyway. I hope it's cool for you. If that's a thing that you want to check out, you can go over to Stuff I Write and read that. And speaking of reading, we are continuing to add things to the Marriage Therapy Radio bookstore. We did that thing with Amazon where if you use our link to buy some of the books that we talk about here on the podcast, we get a kickback. So it's a great way to improve your relationship and also support the podcast. So if you're interested in checking out some of the books that we recommend, go to marriagetherapyradio.com and check out the bookstore. But as for this episode, Laura and I are talking a little bit about what happens when you get into old patterns without paying attention to how to change them. We do a little role play. We learn a couple of new skills. I learn a thing or two. It's a cool conversation. Stick around.
Tell me what's going on with...
Why am I sitting in the dark?
Yeah. Why are you sitting in the dark?
My office is... There's no power in my office.
Zero power.
Yeah.
You have never looked better, by the way, in the dark. I believe...
Thanks so much. Thanks so much.
My voice is so raspy. I just got done running and... It's been a bit since I have ran. I will tell you that much. And you know that burn that comes? I don't know if you know that burn. Do you get a burn when you swim? Like the heavy breathing burn?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Yeah. No, sorry about that.
Hey, I have a question for you. If I ever decide to do like one of those races where you need like a cyclist, a runner, and a swimmer, will you be my swimmer?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, cool. I don't know any other swimmers, and I know you're like a seal in the water, so.
Yeah. No, I told you about how I do triathlons, right?
No, you don't.
No. So I've done a couple of triathlons, and my thing is I'm always like in the top 10% right out of the water.
Yeah.
So like I get out of the water, I'm very fast. But then I spend the next 2/3 of the race just getting passed by everyone. It is so demoralizing. Like I'm passed by people who are older than me, people who are like younger than me. I got a kid on a kid bike past me once, you know, doesn't matter how much they weigh.
On a cruiser.
It's like, gosh, it's so demoralizing, but I've gotten faster on the bike, but running again, to the last third. I mean, I come out of the water. I feel like I'm just cruising. I'm so good. I got this.
You feel really good about yourself.
And I'm like, see you later, grandma. You know, she was like, I'll catch you at the finish line when I get there. You know?
Oh my gosh.
I had a weird thing happen to me today. Hold on. So okay. last time we recorded, I talked about my new project, stuffiwrite.com.
Yeah.
This morning I got some subscriptions finally. It was really cool.
It totally is. You know, Zach and I are huge fans of getting support, especially during abnormally stressful times like these. This is why we have partnered with BetterHelp to put you in contact with licensed professional counselors in your area. Tap into the world's largest network of licensed, accredited, and experienced counselors who can help you with a range of issues, including depression, anxiety, relationships, trauma, grief, and more. With BetterHelp's counselors, you get the same professionalism and quality that you would expect from an in-office counselor. counselor, but with the ability to communicate when and how you want. The matching process is quick but thorough, and you have the ability to communicate with your therapist how you like it, whether it be messaging, over the phone, or video conferencing. I know that in-person therapy sessions aren't feasible right now, and a lot of therapists are booked out, but don't let that stop you from getting the support that you need. The cost is less than half of what Zach and I charge, which is kind of unheard of. And when you register with BetterHelp, you're supporting Marriage Therapy Radio. Go to trybetterhelp.com/MTR to register. Try, T-R-Y, better, B-E-T-T-E-R, help, HELP.com/MTR to register with BetterHelp. Here's what I wanted to, have we talked since I got back from,
yes.
I got back from vacation. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So now we're just in the thick of it. So I did something this last week where just about every client, and if my clients listen, they're going to go, yes, Laura, we did this. And I hope it was helpful.
I saw her that week.
Yeah, I saw her that week. She's using this content, but I want you to know I did this with every couple because I finally found a way to really integrate in a handful of skill building that I work with couples who are really struggling when it comes to talking through topics that could be potentially sort of inflammatory, just like any topic. And it, the way that I introduce it, I say, hey, we're going to do something. You're going to need pen and paper. So as our listeners, if you're listening, you can play along. But I say, I want you to write down on the piece of paper three things that you want your partner or your relationship to start doing, stop doing, and continue doing. So it's called start, stop, continue.
Sure.
And so you're going to have one example for each. One thing you want the relationship or your partner to start doing, continue doing, stop doing.
I used to have a boss who would do this at my performance reviews. Like,
yeah.
Start, stop, finish. And my, start, stop, continue. Right.
Yeah.
I had lots of stops.
So they wanted you to stop doing.
Yeah. I need you to stop doing this and this and also this. And
can I tell you, back in the day when we used to work together in an office for like a brief period of time, I was working at the Gottman. Yes. When I was your boss, the one thing I would say that I wanted you to stop doing was taking your shoes off at your desk. If you could stop doing that, I would have really appreciated that.
Why did you care about that?
Because it's just weird to me to see like somebody sitting at their desk with their shoes off and like piled up in the corner. I don't know.
Yeah. I had to like, anyway. When I had shoes that because sometimes I would ride my bike to that office. So I had my like kind of Mr. Rogers thing. I would come in and I would take off my bike shoes and I would put on my regular shoes. But sometimes my feet hurt so bad. I didn't want to put on my regular shoes. So
You rode your bike all the way from North Seattle all the way into Seattle?
A few times. Yeah.
Huh. I used to come from Mercer Island across the bridge, and that was just like a quick little 7-mile ride. But okay, so start, stop, continue. So here's the reason why this is such a good exercise and why I encourage couples to do this. But if you're going to do this, like just imagine sitting there with your partner and saying, hey, I need you to stop doing this. I can just watch. I watch as couples just start to squirm, right? Mm-hmm. Like they've written down their start, stop, continue. And, you know, they walked into the office maybe feeling pretty good. And then I introduced this exercise and now they're like, oh, you're about to blow it all up, Laura. Mm. Our feel good feelings. What I say is the first 60 seconds of this conversation, this is all we're going to have. You're going to introduce the idea of what you want your partner to start doing. And we're only going to get into it for 60 seconds. And that's all I need. Because if you nail the first 60 seconds, I think you can nail the rest of the conversation. This is sort of the concept behind Dr. Gottman's gentle startup. Like if you can do a really efficient job of gently entering into this conversation in a really gentle, non-critical way, I think you're setting yourself up for success and you're more likely to get what you want out of this.
Yeah. And the premise there too, is that generally conversations end the way they start.
Exactly.
So if a conversation can begin gently, it has a better chance of ending gently.
Mm-hmm. But your gentle startup is really only about 15 seconds. Like you're going to lose your partner. If I'm saying, hey, Zach, you know, when you come into the office and you take your shoes off, it really disgusts me. And I'd really like it. I know, it's strong, right? I'd really like you to consider, you know, doing that before you enter the office. Or I don't know what it is. Maybe I actually
think you did it wrong, right? Because you have to start
with the feeling.
I feel about what and I need, right?
Yes,
so
yes.
Hey, I feel kind of gross when you take your shoes off at the office. Like, I also feel like I'm not a good boss because I'm not setting appropriate professional environment. And I need to know that, you know what I mean? Like that's way better than I feel disgusted. I think it's disgusting
that you, yeah, I think that you're disgusting.
Yeah, that's not a feeling actually.
No, that's not. That would be what we call a harsh startup. Right. So I'm pretty sure we have covered gentle startup at some point during our podcast, right?
If we didn't, we just did. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's for the speaker. The speaker is going to introduce the topic to their partner of something that they want them to start, stop, or continue. And that's the first part. The second part is for the listener. And this is where I think it's kind of novel and where we're practicing non-defensive listening is that I'm saying something to you. It's a need of mine. I have a need and I'm communicating it to you because I need your cooperation. I need your buy-in. I need you to hear me and say, hey, if this is a need, if it's important to you, it's important to me. So the three pieces that I want for our listeners to really grab onto is one, the gentle startup for the speaker, but probably more importantly, it's for the listener to hear. And before you ever respond, I want for you to first respond with validation. So that's the big piece, because I think too often if I was to say, hey, you know, whatever the thing is about, you know, like your shoes, this is such a silly example. I wish we would have picked something better, but it could be very easy for you.
My job would be to go.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Like, I'm sorry that you feel gross and that. Yeah, of course we want to be professional in an environment like this. Like
totally.
That'd be
totally.
My job.
100%.
Before I say, but my feet hurt because I biked in here and like, I just want to let them breathe for a second. You know, like,
Okay. Right. Exactly. Because the natural tendency and where this conversation goes off the rails really quickly is with that very initial response of the listener. And so for those of you who are like Zach, who like, you know, you own the defensiveness part of you. You're like, I know I'm defensive. That is my knee-jerk reaction. I'm giving you something to do as an alternative is to just bite your tongue for a second. You will absolutely have an opportunity to share your side of things where you're going to be able to say like, hey, I completely and totally get that you're setting up a professional environment. And I'm pretty sure I probably like stretch that boundary a little bit. And I also get like, people don't like feet. That's totally a thing.
Well, this is why getting this stuff in startup is so getting it right is so important because if Laura talks about Laura, then I can validate Laura.
Right.
If Laura talks about Zach, I have to defend Zach impulsively anyway. Like that's the premise of that softened startup. So you're saying the speaker offers a softened startup and the job of the listener is to go, yep, I get it.
Yep, I get it. That's it. I hear it. So, and I want to make a distinction because as I've been working with couples, I'm seeing them fall into one of two camps, either yep, I totally get it. What you just said is your truth. And I completely see where you're coming from. I get it. Or that's validation. Some couples, it's been so ingrained for them to do active listening. And that's totally different. Active listening is basically just parroting back what you heard your partner say. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I hear you say that feet make
I like that. I like that distinction.
Yeah, it's a big distinction because one goes deeper and it's the validating piece that goes deeper. Because I see a lot of people where it's like, if you just repeat back what your partner said, they're like, okay, I get it. You heard me, but do you understand me? And to feel understood is the most important piece. So I'm asking that people really make a conscious effort of saying, you're not crazy. Or like Zach's favorite line, what's your favorite line?
You're not wrong.
I get where you're coming from. You don't have to agree. That's the beauty of validation, is you don't have to agree with this person.
You're not wrong that you feel that way.
Yeah. I just see it differently. Yeah. Okay. So that's step number one.
I think your
one.
Feeling is ridiculous and stupid and that you should not have it, but you're not wrong that you feel that way.
You're not. Yeah, exactly. Oh man, I'm sure we don't do very good modeling at all on this podcast between the two of us. So validation is step one. Accommodation is step two. So
accommodation. Okay.
Accommodation. It's, hey, you're not wrong. I can see where you're coming from. There's some truth to what you just shared. And yes, it's like leading with yes. If this is important to you, it's important to me. And I totally want to have this conversation with you. It's the opposite of dismissing your partner from the get-go. It's the yielding aspect of what Dr. Gottman talks about is like, hey, if your partner says this is important to me, I want for you to say, well, if it's important to you, then I want to do everything in my will, everything I possibly can to help make that become a reality for you. And so, and in this first conversation, imagine just 60 seconds, how do you relay back to your partner? I'm totally willing to accommodate you in just 60 seconds. You don't have to find the whole solution, but it's like, I get that this is important to you. And I want you to know that I'm here, I'm listening, and I'm also willing to have that conversation and like try and make a change for you or do something to yield.
I think there's something, you know, you said, oh, I don't know if we do a good job modeling this, but I think there is something to modeling it poorly. And I'm just thinking about, I did that today with Rebecca. She said, I'm having this feeling and this is what I need. And basically she said, I need a hug. And I was like, okay, also I can help drive to soccer if you want. Like I didn't do the thing she asked me for. I didn't accommodate. Right. I did something that I thought was helpful, but it wasn't like, no, if she says, can you just give me a hug? Then your job is to go, yeah, here's a hug.
Yeah, totally. I can give you a hug. Yeah.
Not, you know, she said, I want physical touch. And I said, I have an act of service.
What else? What else do you need? Does anything else fit into the box that I'm able to provide for you?
Because I'm good at acts of service.
Yeah. Oh, man. So just, I guess I'm kind of curious, like, what do you think? Because I've been running this through with people and literally it's 60 seconds and they practice it six times because they're going through their list and they're like, okay.
Does it take 6 minutes or is it 10 minutes a piece? 10 seconds a piece?
It's just 60 seconds is all it should really take. Like this exchange of, hey, Zach, there's something that I wanted to share with you. It's really important to me and this is my need. And I do that in a really gentle way. And then you respond back and you're like, oh, I can totally see that that is important to you. I understand where you're coming from. I think I can do that. I'm going to try really hard to like try and accommodate you. Boom, 60 seconds.
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean it's the end, though.
Yeah. No, I've been talking about this a little bit and it's almost, and I've been using the phrase, earn the right.
Yeah.
So she says, hey, I have this need, blah, 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 blah. And you have a response, or maybe you even have a need. Well, you have to earn the right to respond and, or express that need. And the way you earn the right to do that is you go, okay, cool. Thanks for telling me about your need. Yeah. I think I can do that. I think I can meet you where you need to be met. And now I have earned the right to then talk about what I need to talk about. I don't know what's next on your plan, but I dig where you're at, particularly if it helps couples feel like they are respecting the ask in a respectful way. Yeah.
I just want to set couples up for success. And what's fun is that, you know, you practice this six times and you're not actually solving the problem because I'm not, all they're saying is 60 seconds of like, yeah, okay, I get it. That's important to you. Absolutely. Like, let's continue this conversation. And that's where it ends. Then we move on to the next. Then it's like, okay, now I want for you. So we're just practicing the first 60 seconds, but now they leave therapy and they've got like, oh, Like, we've totally started six separate conversations that we need to end. We need to bring that to an end. But at least now they feel like, oh, we've totally, like, we did a good job of getting into it. Now let's finish it. And I know how that conversation's going to end, because they already feel heard and, like, their partner's willing to join them, willing to meet their need. The next part, like what you just said, is, I don't know where we're going with this, is, Where do I get the point as the listener to say, I really want to meet that need for you, but I also have a need, or that kind of butts up against, like, my need. That's the part, like, after you validate and accommodate, that's when you get to talk about your rebuttal or your point of view that's different from your partner's. And like you said, like, you have to earn it, and earning it is validating and accommodating.
Yeah. Right on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's cool. And I think it, you know, it comes back to, I've talked to clients sometimes about the idea of taking turns. Like, you might need to ask for a turn, you know, like it's part of this breaks down because you and I aren't married, but it, maybe Rebecca needs to say, hey, I need a turn. I need a turn to talk about some stuff that's on my mind. And that's a clue, that can be a clue for me to say, it's not my turn. And so even if I've earned the right, maybe the thing I've earned the right to do is go, hey, can I have a turn, like, another time? And then we still end the conversation in a gentle way, right? Versus the, oh, hell no, you can't do that, you know, which I think is the impulse for a lot of us. When, you know, to your point about stop, start, continue, when people tell us to stop doing something, it's really easy to hear, stop being you.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so to gently enter that in helps kind of create a space where you can change behavior without having to change your whole identity.
Well, I want to, let's circle back to that, because it is, like, the reason why this is kind of an uncomfortable exercise for people as they're writing down the start, stop, continue, is because in the past, it's always come across as you're not doing something the right way, or you are, as a human being, failing in some way. And so it's like, if you can reframe that and you can say, like, hey, I understand this is something that you're doing, but I need you to understand why, like, my why, how it's impacting me or how I feel. And once you can dig a little bit deeper and you're like, it's, what's Laura saying about Laura? You know, you always say that, like, what am I saying about me? If you can understand, like, oh, like, my feet aren't disgusting. My feet are beautiful. And I totally have a right to take my feet off. I just worked really hard, but I didn't realize, like, Laura has a total foot phobia. That's so strange. Or Laura was called in by the big boss and said, you know, like, Laura, you need to, like, get a better control. You're all of your employees are crossing boundaries. And so now I'm starting to tighten it up. It has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with me.
Yeah. And interestingly, like, when you talk about you, I'm even, like, now as I'm listening, I'm kind of going, oh, if I knew either one of those things, I'd be much more inclined to be of help to you. If you came in and said, hey, Zach, look, this is weird, but I totally have a foot phobia. It's totally about me. I've had it since I was a little girl.
Yeah.
And when you take your shoes off, it makes me feel, like, really unsettled. I'd be like, sure. Yeah. I'll put my shoes on. Gee, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, like, but even in the last 30 seconds, I was like, oh yeah, 100%. I want to help you mitigate a piece of pain that you have. I don't want to help you change me.
Right. Yeah. It's and so what I just tell people is, like, it's so interesting how all of this is kind of like, I think we talked about it the last time we were talking about the ladder, and you're like, if you're getting defensive, you need to move back up the ladder to understanding, when we were talking about attunement and, like, gaining understanding. And so if you're like, ooh, you know what? Like, I'm kind of getting defensive about this foot thing. Hey, Laura, like, why don't you tell me a little bit more? Cause I don't think I have enough information. And I'm like, oh, well, I just got out of the big boss's office and really cracking down on my management skills.
And if I don't get a raise, you don't get a raise.
I hope, I'm kind of curious, and I would love for people to try this out as just an interesting exercise. I mean, if you've been in management, I have definitely had this be a management exercise that's been used in the past. So I just used it as a way of giving you real content to be able to practice the start, stop, continue, like be able to practice these three skills: gentle startup, validation, accommodation.
Gentle startup for the speaker, validation right. and accommodation for the listener.
Exactly. And if you can get that far, I assure you, you will be able to get your needs met. And this conversation is going to go really, really well. Just wanted to give you the, like, literally, like, what do you do in the first 60 seconds?
Yeah, right on.
All right. Cool.
Well, my power, my computer's about to die because I still don't have any power in my office. So maybe we're going to have to land this plane on like autopilot? No, what do they call it? Whatever. You know, where like the engines fail and you have to do like emergency landing.
An emergency landing. All right, we're going to an emergency landing. If Zach drops out, you'll know why. All right. Well, let's land it. Okay. Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Marriage Therapy Radio. And hopefully you try out the start, stop, continue exercise. Just as a reminder, it all starts off with a gentle startup. And remember to always validate and accommodate. If you're looking for more skills, or maybe you're thinking, hey, I could probably do with some marriage therapy, we have partnered with BetterHelp. It's BETTER. Help, HELP.com. If you go to trybetterhelp.com/MTR, that's where you'll receive the discount and you will help to support this podcast so we can continue doing what we love. Thanks for all of your time and attention, making your relationship better today than it was yesterday.